Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, you boys and girls, and welcome to the Spirit of America Party and the Spirit of America Party book. Let's loosen up a little bit, shake some of those wrinkles out, and we'll do a little Latino moviendo café.
En la quietud de los cafetales vuelven a sentir. Se oye la triste canción de amor de la vieja molienda. En el letargo de la noche parece gemir.
What's going on here? I pressed one for English.
Renace la sombra. En la quietud de los cafetales vuelven a sentir. Se oye la triste canción de amor de la vieja molienda. En el letargo de la noche parece gemir. Una canción de amor, una tristeza. Lleva el zambo Manuel en su amargura. Y pasa la noche entera moliendo café.
Welcome to the Spirit of America Party and the Spirit of America Party book.com. Here's one that I did. They're going after Congressman Pete King. And because he's going to start to look into jihadism in the United States, Muslim terrorism. And there is a group who wanted to know if it was right or wrong, and they're called Muslims. Free Muslims. And so the president of Free Muslims, his last name is Nawash, N-A-W-A-S-H. Now, I'm going in cold. I don't know what type of operation, organization, but I wanted to voice my opinion. So I opened up with Nawash is an acronym for Never Argue with a Shiite. I also use that same acronym for another type of person that starts with SH. But I thought if this guy's a Shiite, he might like it because he'd feel the Shiites are smarter than everybody else. And if he's a Sunni, he'll probably know that you can't argue with the Shiite because they're crazy. All politicians bathe in the popularity sun. That's what everybody's saying. You know, all the politicians are playing politics. However, I must tell you, as a pro-Arabic cultured gentleman, that I believe our government is playing the race card on Muslims. This will only raise the ire of most Americans who no longer trust the media or their government. And that is why everybody is drinking a chai stakana. Chai stakana is a small glass of tea Arabs drink. And that's tea meaning the tea party, chai stakana. Every time an American is jumped on for saying the word Muslim terrorist, it only makes him more determined not to be silenced. I have seen a Muslim girl sing the national anthem better than the Motown version. I have seen a Lebanese high school student on 911 crying, saying, "I am so sorry," taking the responsibility for the murder of 3,000 innocent Americans by Muslims on her shoulders. And I said to her, "You are one of us. You are family." But the exploiters who play the American legal system, making a profit on the profit, will gain nothing. That's guys like Ibrahim Hoopel, Gibberish Ibish from CARE. These people, if you notice, all these spokesmen defending Muslims, they are not Arabs. They are Columbia University communists. Very seldom do you see an Arab really speaking up, except when he wants to build a mosque across the street. And he plays the "you're picking on me" card. So, but the exploiters who play the American legal system, making a profit on the profit, will gain nothing. All will be lost when the lash comes back. You know, when you take that bullwhip and you lash it out there, it has a backlash. Right now, America is subdued and bites its tongue. but the heart is pounding, avenge 911. Today we cannot stop Somali Muslim pirates from killing four American senior citizens. Every time a bomb goes off in an Iraqi marketplace, somebody in America says, these Muslims are not fit to live. And if it was my own people doing this, I would say the same thing. When we see Iranian women being hanged off of tow trucks and being shot in the chest point blank at a student demonstration, when we see Iranian students being beaten in their dormitory beds, we see the worst of Islam. And not only that, when they beat them in gymnasiums for singing the Star Spangled Banner, which happened, and a 911 candlelight vigil. When we see Iranian women being hanged off of tow trucks, being shot in the chest point blank, when we see Iranian students being beaten in their dormitory beds, we see the worst of Islam. When we see a madman like McVeigh, who got the fastest trial and execution in history, and then we see Sheikh Khaled Mohammed, the designer of 911, being coddled by Osama bin Laden and Eric Holder, we know we are not getting justice. When we see a PC Muslim Army major being allowed to brainwash American troops, then shoots them as they stand in line to die, we say Americans are not getting justice. When we see a Muslim American soldier throw a grenade into a tent, killing the men he trained with, we see the worst that Islam has to offer. When we see a father run over God's creation, his own beautiful daughter, because she has dishonored him, we ask, where is Muslim love? When we see imams preaching jihad in mosques, we say all mosques are terrorist centers and ammo dumps. When we see our troops being shot at from those mosques that they respect as religious centers, we ask, who is spreading the jihad germ? What we long to see is God and country Americans, not the God of fire and war, but the God of love thy neighbor as thyself. Did you get your ashes today? We do not see Muslims standing up for America. We see Muslims blaming America and complaining about America. And we say, go home, because this is not your home according to your own words. Where are the photos of Muslims serving in the U.S. military? Why are they not given praise and accolades? Are there any besides Major Hassan? Shoe bombers, underwear bombers, throat cutters of women, suicide bombers, who leave their earthly responsibilities, abandon their families for 72 virgins. God will reward them for what? Destroying the lives that God gave? Peter King is going to expose the underlying problem of Muslim USA, and it will not be pretty. If he is silenced, the majority will say the Muslim problem is worse than we realize. If he makes us truthfully aware of the problem we all have, then perhaps we can solve it together. Fi aman Allah, Abu Tam, the American fundamentalist. And he came back and said he enjoyed it and he was publishing it. He's a senator. He's a success. Oh, man. Are we in trouble? We're all up the fat lady's burka. Well, anyway, Shiller went back to report to work and he got fired. And the woman who put down Juan Williams, because NPR is also anti-Negro and anti-Latino, especially if you're a conservative. They probably have lists of who will be executed when they come to power. So her name is Shiller, too, but she's no relation to the other weasel. So they say. But anyway, she had to resign. She wouldn't resign after she whacked a Juan Williams. Poor Juan. Juan is the only liberal I love. Do you know why? You know why I love Juan Williams? Because as opposed to liberalism, which I consider to be communism, when you say liberal to me, you're saying communist. But Juan was loyal to his flag pin. Every day since 9-1-1, Juan wore a flag pin. And I watched some real fancy conservatives take them off after 30 days. Alan Combs took his off. I can tell you the date that Alan Combs took his off. He wore it. He fronted as an American for 30 days. And in November of 2001, he took it off, never to be seen again. He did a Dr. Strangelove routine. And 30 days later, Sean Hannity did the same thing. And that's why when they tell me Newt Gingrich is my man, no, he's not. Not because he doesn't wear a flag pin, but because he helped a liberal Democrat up against a Tea Party conservative upstate New York. So Newt broke his shovel with me. You only get one turn at the brass ring on the American merry-go-round. So we have no candidates for president right now. Huckabee, nice guy, sweetheart, religious, but he signed the death warrant of four cops having breakfast when he released a parolee who killed those four cops. And for that, he cannot be trusted to be president. Sorry. Atone for your sin. I forgive you, but you can't be president. Mitt Romney, they'll go after him because he's a Mormon, and that's no reason to go after Mitt Romney. Better a Mormon than a communist. Better anybody than a communist. The Mormons are good people. They do works of charity. They had one of the greatest ads for Jesus that I ever saw in my life. They have a fantastic choir. They sing Jesus songs all day long. They sing national songs all day long. They do a great Star Spangled Banner. I love the Mormons. I don't care how many wives they got. They're American. And that's not why Romney's not going to make it. Of course, some people will equate Mormons with Muslims, and some people will get confused. But if you want to go after a guy with four wives, go after Geraldo Rivera and go after Larry Kink. Mitt Romney only has one, and all his kids are good-looking. So he has the good-looking factor going for him. As a matter of fact, if I had to run for president, I would wear a George Clooney mask. And I would legalize weed, and I would be president tomorrow. That's all you have to do is be good-looking and legalize weed, and you'll get the majority vote in this country. So Schiller got the axe, and Schiller got the axe, and that's wonderful. That's great. And now NPR's got to be defunded. And when I come back, I'm going to find that story that I wrote today about we can't afford to pay for murderers. So hang in there, and I'll give you a little bright tune. We're back. Did you see those goons taking over the Wisconsin State House? I wonder how many of them were from the area. What a hit squad. What a bunch of spoiled brats. The only thing I seen that was worse than that, I got to tell you, this is sad. It was an Unplanned Parenthood demonstration. And it was all young college kids, you know, that are supposed to be... They're wasting their parents' life savings and straightening out the world, so they think. And three girls totally blew my mind. One girl, a big girl, she's a tall girl, she was shouting, "I just had an abortion and I'm proud." And I just said to myself, why don't you take the bucket to a play school and a children's playground, and show them what's in it for show and tell. And another one stood up and said, "My mother was pro-choice." And I said to myself, that's why you're missing a brother. And the third one was the most insulting. She said, "Keep your rosaries off my ovary." And I just, you know, when you get down and dirty, the only thing they understand is the same lingo. I said, how about you keep your legs crossed and stop spreading mind germs? Evil people. They have no idea what's going on. Spoiled Americans. You see this Japanese earthquake? You see how the Japanese people are all cool, calm, collected, and trying to put themselves back together again? What an admirable people. Could you imagine if we had that earthquake? I mean, San Francisco, they got a ripple in the water, and the governor already has asked for federal aid to replace all the mascara that ran. Unbelievable, man. We're in trouble. We're all up the fat lady's burka. But right now I'm going to talk about Democrats, communists who sabotaged the jihad hearings. The Communist Party now controls the party of flag-burning, baby-killing, American death. It is appropriate that Congressman King's hearings began on the day after Ash Wednesday, because the communist Democrats will see to it that all will be ashes on these hearings. Peter King will be Martin Luther'd in 40 days by evildoers who dip their shirts in the blood of the Lamb. And do they ever. If you're a Democrat today, you're still a Democrat today, and because your parents and your grandparents were Democrats, I got news for you. Your ancestors would curse you out of that party today. The KKK hearing deck is stacked against America by the likes of Democrats like Linda Sanchez, who wanted the DNC presidential convention held at the Playboy Club. Did you know that? That's what a kind of a jerk she is. She used her five-minute opening to play the race card and the police brutality card. I'm surprised they didn't have Rodney King make a guest appearance. Shirley Jackson Lee pulled a communist stunt. You know what a communist stunt is? Is when they walk into a group of well-meaning people and take it over and start to shout the party platform, and then everybody believes that all those people are communists too. That's a communist stunt. And she pulled a communist stunt playing a scene from Reds and pulling an Al Sharpton on a black man who lost a son. I felt so sorry for that guy, to Islamic radical brainwashing. You could see he's a hard-working guy, toughened by life, and he lost his son. I say he lost his national treasure. When her time was up, she continued to squawk. The woman wouldn't shut up, and all she did was suck up all the good oxygen in the room. Even a wee puppy from the Southland with a bad rug. I don't like guys that wear rugs that, you know, look like they're going to walk off their head any minute. He needs a Persian rug. He went on the record to attack King. So Peter stands alone. Everybody rise and sing The Farmer in the Dell, and the cheese stands alone. It was a typical Hollywood Academy ass-kissing ceremony. The guest of honor was Janet Napoleono's choice for five-star Sheriff Akbar, who lectured everybody on the beauty of Islam. This guy's got five stars. He must have went out and bought them. You ever see the movie Patton, where Patton bought them and put them on before he got the award? Yeah, this guy's no Patton, I'll tell you. It was a typical Hollywood Academy Award ass-kissing ceremony. The only thing missing was a reading from the Koran while burning another American flag. The Muslim victims of jihad who came to testify were mocked and ignored by the Democrats. All had heart-wrenching tales, and the Muslim American Navy commander, who was giving America a wake-up call, was shot down and talked over by Loretta Sanchez. And that Navy commander was made a beautiful presentation. I say Loretta Sanchez, it's Linda Sanchez. She was playing the La Raza game with nodding heads stashed in the audience. Now a Muslim Democrat on the committee is endorsing CARE, an under surveillance alleged terrorist organization, which had ties to the Holy Land Foundation until they got caught in the media. The anti-American kangaroo court, this communist stunt group. I just reading Pat Buchanan's book about the country being overrun. Do you know how many Mexicans were in Texas when we took Texas from Santa Ana? How many you think? Texas was almost barren land. 3,000. Do you know how many Mexicans were in California when we took California from Santa Ana? How many you think? 4,000. California was wide open. There was nobody there. And don't believe this crap when they tell you that the gringos came and took everything. Before the gringos, who took it? Why, the Mexicans didn't take it from the Indians. And the Indians didn't take it from other Indians? Slavery goes back to the Bible. In the 800s, Vikings were selling white slaves into Africa. Now a Muslim Democrat on the committee endorsing CARE. This anti-American kangaroo court. The communist stunt group gave me 911 hearings deja vu. Did you know during the 911 hearings that the name of God was deleted from swearing in? Nobody caught that. The swearing oath was, so help you. I joked, I used to say, they didn't even have a Bible, they used the yellow pages. And the 911 hearings was only a get the Clintons off the hook campaign and launch John Kerry for a communist presidency. Finally, Candace Miller, a Republican from Michigan, stood up for the USA. This is the type of woman I want to see in taking back the country. She looks like she just came out of the kitchen putting in a hot apple pie. You know, she's one of those working mothers who's working while they're talking to you. Yeah, I admired her very much. I'm so tired of watching these phony politicians grandstanding with the worn-out cliche, some of my best friends are, pick any one of these, some of my best friends are Muslims. Many of my friends are Muslims. Many of my friends are black. Many of my friends are in the military. Some of my best friends are unborn babies. And Americans. Some of my best friends are Americans. Higgins the hypocrite, a devil's disciple from 910 in New York, reminds the media audience we are all Americans and he was raised by nuns. And that is why America must fall to Islam in the great boiling pot, I mean melting pot. What I am witnessing this morning is the total inefficiency of our government to protect the American people. While I'm on the subject and they're talking about cutting expenses, I'm going to tell you something. This budget deficit could be solved in 1 year. You got to go to Operation Half and get rid of the Energy Department, get rid of OSHA, get rid of the EPA, and get rid of half of everybody in the office. So, where am I here? What I am witnessing this morning is total inefficiency of our country. While guarding their champagne contributions and war chests that never go to war, except on the American taxpayer and bleeder. And when they get finished faking this balancing the budget, you're going to get hit with a 10% tax increase from all sides. Zudi Jasser, the most informed expert on radical Islam and a Muslim who served his country in the Navy, in the former Don't Ask, Don't Tell Navy, was put down by Linda Sanchez and Shirley Keep the Money Coming Lee Jackson. Mr. Bledsoe, who lost his, that was the black guy I felt sorry for, who lost his African-American son. I'm going to change that. He lost his African-American-American son to jihad. He mentioned he missed the signs when his son took the dog into the woods, never to be seen again. What a religious ceremony. You have to kill your pets and a recruiting sergeant. And it got worse. He said that he took all the pictures down from his room, including the picture of Martin Luther King Jr. The Somali Mr. Behe, with village-to-village experience, spoke about Islamic threats to his family for going to the FBI and telling the FBI his kids were missing in Somalia. He was warned not to say anything or they may not get smuggled back into the USA. How's that Mexican border coming? Jackie Spear, this woman is a disgrace. She should be put under house arrest. From Communist California, a talk down to the Muslim experts on jihad, disqualifying Zudi Jasser. Then to add insult to fatal injury, she reminded the audience that she's a practicing Catholic and is against priest pedophilia. Keep on practicing, honey, because you're miles away from first base. She proved to me that the Catholic Church and colleges are infected with communists. It's an old KGB trick. And she qualifies for the KGB as a practicing Catholic. Only one Republican from Minnesota challenged five-star Sheriff Akbar when he asked him, was he aware that the FBI had listed CARE as supporters of Hamas and the sheriff did the Tennessee waltz. But he did praise Janet Napoleono. Then came another Democrat from New York. I got to tell you, all the New York politicians suck. All the New Jersey politicians suck. All the Connecticut politicians suck. All the Massachusetts politicians suck. Does that tell you what chance we got for survival? That's only four states I mentioned. Maryland, they all suck too. So there's five states. Poor Vermont, I feel sorry for them. The only thing that's going to save Vermont is they're allowed to carry guns. And they better watch that Bernie don't sell them out. Point them out. He'd be going to see his neighbors with the arrest squad. Yep, so then came another Democrat from New York who belittled the best expert on Islamic terrorism, saying Jews and Christians also have radical groups, like the Black Panthers. Oh, she left out the Black Panther part. New York has the sorriest representation of any state in the union. It's funhouse mirrors of California, the welfare state, and their welfare state taxes are paid by Nebraska. And I tell you, tonight they got a ripple on a pond and they want government aid already. That's to cover up all the money that they're wasting. They're going to plug the holes with the federal money taken from the sucker states. Sadly, the black representatives on the panel to a person played the race card, tying Muslims to the same cause. What an act. What a sad act. It's a worn-out act. It's 40 years old. But who was the guest on Fox? Al Sharpton and the judge. Al Dumpster Man is Sharpton. You know, there's a story that nobody knows, a part of the story that nobody knows about Al Sharpton and that dumpster and the girl that said she was raped by white cops. There was one rookie cop in that mix that she labeled, and he was having personal problems, and as a result of her naming all those cops as rapists, his girlfriend, this young rookie who was just beginning his life, his girlfriend broke up with him, and he blew his brains out, and that murder is on Al Sharpton's head and soul, and Al Sharpton is going to have to answer to God when the only witness to that murder will testify against him, and that's the guy that Al Sharpton killed. Unbelievable. So, sadly, the black representatives on the panel to a person played the race card, tying in Muslims to the same cause. But I have to tell you, from my limited experience dealing with Muslims, which is greater than most Americans, Muslims resent being dragged into the race game. They do not see their situations as the Democrats play it. All Americans are losing their life, liberty, and pursuit of happiness clause. The country is more divided than in the Civil War. That is part of the Democrat Party platform. My friends, there is no Democrat Party. That's a Communist Party. You're looking at it. And half of the Republicans are thinking of going Communist too. And the Tea Party is going to be the only thing that saves this country. And you better get into the Tea Party. No matter what color you are, you better join. because you're going to find out that no matter what color you are in a minority. Divided country, all Americans are losing their LLP. The country is more divided than in the Civil War. And that's part of the Democrat Party platform, and the tactic has been used since Caesar invaded Gaul, and it's very successful. Divide a country on language, religion, cultures, job titles, union versus management, man against woman, Puerto Ricans against Cubans, Haitians against Cubans, abortion, drugs, and take their guns away along with their freedom, and we're all going to go back to being slaves. You better check your fingernails for cotton, because you may be picking it again. Look at Libya. Maybe you'll have to cut sugarcane in Havana. Look at Libya. The people have no weapons, and their revolution will be snuffed out like a candle. And the Democrats are going through the motions. They're going to save Libya. They don't care about Libya one hoot. And they know Libya. They know the Libyan people are going to get the shaft. But they're going to go through the motions of saying, we were with you. Yeah. But when it comes time to get on the lifeboats and the Titanic, they'll all dress as women. Look at Libya. The people have no weapons, and their revolution will be snuffed out like a candle. One man, one vote, one bullet in the head. I don't know if King will be able to run a clean hearing. And speaking of all these GCC countries that are having their day of rage, let me tell you something about Saudi Arabia. Go back and check the history of Saudi Arabia. The House of Saud is the ruling house in Saudi Arabia. And you know how they got there? They got there because they were the toughest tribe in the country. And they have a lot of tribal connections. And the House of Saud is not going down. When they show you the 7,000 fat princes, let me tell you, when it comes time to bring out the sword that's on the flag, those fat princes will do their job. So don't buy this communist crap that the House of Saud is going down. In no way is it going down. And Bahrain, they already sold out Bahrain. Bahrain is the smallest country. It has no oil. The last oil well was oil well number one. It ran out in like 1938. Everybody there relies on the tourist industry. And everybody in Bahrain works. There are no fat cats in Bahrain. You go to Kuwait, everybody's driving big cars. You go to Bahrain, they're all driving the smallest Japanese car they can find. Because gas is expensive. So the Bahraini people are hardworking people. They're good people. And what's happening in Bahrain is the Iranians want to take it back. And they're already calling it their province. Just like Saddam called Kuwait his province. It's the Iranians and the Shia that are stirring up the trouble. Don't forget that it was Shia that went during Hajj into Mecca and seized the Damask in Mecca, and the Saudis had to hire non-Muslims to go in and kill them all. How's that? And the House of Saud is not, what you got to worry about is when Iran proudly announces that they got a nuke, that the House of Saud says, we got money for nukes. Anybody want to sell us nukes, more nukes than the Iranians got? And you see what happens then. So where am I? We're looking at, and the Sultan of Oman, Sultan Qaboos, he come out today and he's calling for a no-fly zone in Libya. They don't like Gaddafi because Gaddafi's a nut job. But Gaddafi is in control. And anybody that gets involved in the Libyan situation is only asking for trouble. And I can't stand these liberals who said we can't go to Iraq. We can't go to Iran. We can't go to Afghanistan. But we could go to Libya. They want to pick the battlefield. How's that? But they're not going. So, I don't know if King will be able to, Peter King, will be able to run a clean hearing. He has too many interceptors on the panel. Yeah, he's outnumbered even on his own panel. Americans will get a slight sizzle, but no steak. The issue of Islamic terrorism will be torpedoed by the new Islamic race card game. Where was this and the 911 committee when 3,000 trapped people had 1 hour left to live? Where was this committee when 4,500 Americans were blown up and burned to bits in jihad land by Iranian copper lugs by way of Syria? The same liars that were against the war want us to invade Libya because they think that one's in the bag. The terrorist panel approves once again that America has more enemies in the House and the Senate than all who Al-Qaeda can send against us. The scourge of the nation is the communist Democrats. You don't have to be poor to be a communist. That is the 1917 Russian bread revolution image. Fidel Castro today is worth $670 million, and he owns a lot of senators and congress mice, including drug money. While his people are liberated in the 50s, eat still life paintings. America is weak, misled, and vulnerable. When we have to debate on how many Americans must die before we wake up and dump this do-nothing government, we will all suffer the consequences. Do you believe there's a jihad tax on oil? Why would you attack Exxon when you can drill Alaska? Exxon is part of your 401k. Why would you bite your own hand? Who trained you to bite your own hand? What are you, from Northwestern University or Notre Dame? In my humble opinion, Peter King will be humiliated and fold like a cheap suit. He will disappear like a Fox anchor who has outlived her beauty. The party of death to America is not Islam. It is the Democrat Party led by Imam Obama from Khartoum. Now ask me about the certificate of life, birth. In case you're wondering what your chances of survival are based on this faux pas panel mix, I would say 51-49 against your survival. The party of death is going to make Pete King wish he was dead, like our chances for getting the country back. Pray the Tea Party took all its medication today, because they are all that is left to stand against the gates of hell. And pray that God doubles their membership. And you should support the Tea Party. And all you Tea Party guys out there who have served your God and country, it's time to call in your marker. Get all your liberal children and grandchildren to listen to your pleas and say, please help me get my country back.